members, you are welcome in this meeting, and it is your meeting, and we hope you will all participate. We would like to apologize for the chairperson. She's around the corner. She's still there parking the car. So instead of waiting for her, we said it would be better if we do the ritual thing so that when she comes, we just continue. I hope that apology will be accepted. So thanks. Honorable members, we are considering the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Economic Development on Budget for 27. As I have welcomed you, would like to find out from the Secretary of the Committee whether we do have any apologies tendered, particularly in writing.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I have not received any apologies from any of the honourable members. Thank you, Chair.
So we will take, as if the members are still coming their only way, except that Putima Namela is not around. I think that is a standing apology. He is leading the delegation to Spain. There is a delegation sent by the chair of chairs. It's a combination of many committees. So he is leading that delegation to Spain. So I think he'll not be around until next term. So, honorable members, we've got this report. I think we'll be able to go through it, we'll go page by page, correcting it. After correcting it, then we'll consider by doing any, if there are any amendments, and if there are any recommendations, we'll be able to, before we adopt. So if you allow me, members, do you have anything to...
Page one.
Yes, it's on. It's on.
Okay. Yeah, to under the ground, just the first line. The first wrote is in identified in government. I think we should delete the first in. To be the first wrote is identified in government electoral mandate. I think that's it.
Okay.
That's a careful idea.
Any correction on page one? Or go on page two? Page three, paragraph one, paragraph two, paragraph three, paragraph four, paragraph five, paragraph six, paragraph seven, paragraph eight. Page 4. Paragraph 1. Paragraph 2. Paragraph 3. Paragraph 4. think they're discussing line one with regard to PFI, he indicated that they know that they have been capitalized. Is that correct? They know this, that they have. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. Then page 4, going. Page 5.
But let's start to think together. Do we say the EDD on the very first bullet? The EDD elaborated by saying that the EDD envisaged, and maybe we should consider envisages, or but let's think carefully. Envisages. Or envisaged, but saying that envisage in the singular sense, it's not
envisaged.
Sounding. Thanks, Colleague Chair.
Who is the English speaker or English speaking?
Which
page 4, last paragraph.
I think.
While Mr. Khailan is still reading,
yeah.
We should consider saying that by saying that they and this say then the visage can stay as it is. These FDR, they and this age.
And the last line. Not to.
They must be not only relied, or
they must not only rely on themselves.
It's quite that, eh? So page 5.
Second paragraph, it says the EDD assured the committee that there will be
bullet point. Right.
Okay, it says the EDD assured the committee that there will be relooking at the application of 2.1 and then in the third bullet point, the EDD highlighted the fact that it is not a primary focus at this point, but rather the capacitating of the department.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bullet point 5. On the utilization of consultants, the ETC noted that they will only be utilized for particular work where the transfer of skills and knowledge will be taking place. Do you agree?
Yeah.
And then the second line, the EDD assured the committee that it will not embark on a wholesale consultant. Do you agree?
Yeah. And the third point is about that.
Six.
And then the bullet point below, rural development performing critical parts, the task team has already been set up.
And then, although I'm taking you slightly back, on bullet 3, the one but last sentence, and through these engagements, to consider whether to align but because you see the decision to align has not been taken, but what must be done is to consider whether to align the two. So
the on cooler.
And through this engagement to consider
the
whether to align the two. Yes.
To realign or to align?
To
realign or to align? Are they aligned?
To consider. Oh, yes, that's another point, you know. To whether to align. Is it not to align?
I think it's to realign.
Eh? Are they aligned now?
Not aligned. Because to align means to bring them to themselves.
Yes.
Is that what they're talking about? Or they're talking about realigning but in a different...
Yeah, they are different, but they must be coordinated.
Ah, okay, so they want to align.
So which is which? Realigned?
Okay.
Or to align.
Realigned.
See?
I tend to think it's to align. Why I say so is that they are not aligned.
Yeah, they are not.
So because they are not aligned, the consideration is, should we align them? And then, but what is good is that it's not the end, you know, of everything, because that's an open. It's an open agenda, if I can put it that way. At that stage, the decision could still go either way.
Okay.
Thank you, Comrade Sir. I don't know whether I'm on the right track, but I think this realignment was in terms of Kula and Kula Direct. It refers to that. Yeah, but specifically on this point, there was Kula and they spoke about Kula Direct also. Doing the
maybe
same thing.
We'll come to that, those will be left
out. Okay.
For now, let's see whether that correction is correct to say we are alive. Okay, let's take it whatever, then we are alive. Okay. And then continue. Okay, we've done that.
Regard to the official website of the ETG, it was noted that lots of work has been done on this, but that will not be ready to launch on the budget vote. Yeah? Then after, it can be a full stop and servicing, however, the ETG assured the committee. But we have the budget here. And
however.
Yes, we put a full stop after March 2010, after the budget. Then say, however, the ETG assured the committee that it will be soon.
I'm looking at that last bullet, Comrade Chair. It doesn't sound, I'm proposing we try or explore phrasing it this way. The committee agreed that more work needs to be done on there. More work needs to be done on there to replace that more needs to be included on the
framework?
Yes.
Can you rewrite
the committee? The committee agreed that more work needs to be done on the, and then opening inverted commas, framework for South Africa's response to the global economic crisis, since most of the work of the committee last year focused thereon. We still have to do something about the last part. I'm not sure what to do with it. But I take it that the part that I was primarily speaking to before the inverted commas, I take it we are at one on that. Thanks, Colette.
What are we saying? The Mabaso.
Mabaso is proposing that something has to be done to rearrange. Let's send them. Yes, to get it.
Speaking under correction, Chairperson, my understanding is that the sentence that after the crisis, the writer wants to say we have done some work already, but more needs to be done. And if that be the case, I think we can do away with it because it says already more work needs to be done. It means they've done something already. If that is my understanding of the last line. So the person wanted to say we have done something last year.
So it means then, are you saying, since most of the work of the committee has been done?
You see, so it repeats what you have said, because once you say more work needs to be done, it means you have done some work already.
Can we agree on that one? Since most of the work of the committee has already been done last year. Or
but the very first sentence, is saying that, because if we say the committee agreed,
now we are repeating what
you said. Yes, you want to do more because already you've done something, but you feel that you didn't do more.
Since most of the work of the committee has been done, then okay, all right. To focus there on just committee has been done. So we delete the last one and then you just say it has been done. Okay.
Thank you.
So can we can we come to the additions? I wouldn't say matters arising, but I will say this is our report. Do we have anything to add which you think it was not properly captured? Because this report is going to the department and the department is going to act on it for the next coming years. So if we start from page one and see whether everything was captured according to your knowledge or your contribution. Babu Mabasa, you are number one. Any other hand? Number two? Yeah. Okay, number one.
Although my point, with your indulgence, Comrade Chair, I will ask that I still speak to it, although it's not on page one, because it's a chronological point. So I will propose you allow me to speak to the point. I'm asking myself a question. On page 4, after we have said program 4, economic development and dialogue, and then we then move to discussions, the question I'm asking us to ask ourselves is, are those discussions confined to 4.4? And if yes, then I don't have to follow up. But if those discussions are based on everything from the beginning of the report, then I will propose we name the discussions maybe number 5, so that that way it's not a sub of 4.4, but it's a point, it, you know, it covers everything. Let me stop that, Chair.
Chair, can you repeat the decimal back?
I'm saying on page 4, the discussions that we have just been engaging in now, we must ask ourselves whether they are discussions confined or relating only to 4.4 on the same page, or they are discussions relating to the whole report from page 1 up to page 4.
No.
And if, no, let me finish. And if it is the latter, meaning they relate to from page 1 up to page 4, then I would propose we title discussions number 5, so that it's not seen as a sub of only 4.4. Thanks, colleague.
Firstly, I will say the discussions around the budget vote number 27. That is the main. Yeah, so it cannot be 4.4. So it means then, well, then what are you saying then? If I say the
then I propose that we title discussions number 5.
Oh, so they are not 4.4. They are 0.5.
Mama Sotet, your hand up. You see what Mama Sotet did now. It's no longer about pages. It's what we want us to discuss, okay?
Yeah. Chairperson, I think under discussion, it should be something related to the above dialogue. And even if you go through the points to see similarities of the points to be discussed. So I'm not sure, comic book, if we still say 5 or 4.5, just to maintain the flow. But if you look at the bullet points here, they're more or less the same, the issues under dialogue. Maybe here is just a breakdown of issues to consider. You could say 4.5, but yes, yeah.
But I think what is good, Comrade Chair, is that the issues are becoming clearer, so that when we do make a decision, we make it on a clearer understanding, because I will still go back to the point I said, and if our reply is as Comrade Sotetsi articulates, then I will agree with her, and maybe that makes sense, because we have another discussion somewhere earlier. It means these discussions, when they come as points, we must also have a way of titling them, or do we think we should just leave them as they are?
I think, Honorable Mabaso, I will agree with the Gavin to say 4.4 is correct. We are still discussing under the budget vote number 27.
There's program 4.1. There's program 2, there's program 3, and then point 4.4 is program 4. So it is correct in that order. But I agree with you on the last one, because I think it is taking everything together now. Maybe we can say it's number 5, the discussion. We can put a point as number 5. Do we agree with that? That it is correct to have this 4.something up to 4.4. But when we arrive to discussion, maybe we can put 5 there, because it's we are trying to combine everything now under discussion. It can be a standing alone. I find.
Chairperson, we are welcoming you to this meeting. We have done the corrections. We have corrected up to the last page. Now we were saying what can we add or what we think is omitted in the report. So we were in that process. We have just we were struggling with the numbering of the subtopics. There were some disagreement of how do we supposed to number, let's say, a background number one production, number two, number three strategic plan. Now we were saying that number four, maybe it's about the numbering of the issues, whether we our struggling of being able to get exactly what is supposed to be done. Maybe you came at the right time. Mabaso, no, I'm handing over to you, Chairperson. I was just briefing you where we were. Thank you.
Thanks, Comrade Whip. May we continue, Mr. Mabaso?
Oh, no, now I'm thinking, when I read the point, Comrade Chair, the recommendation, I get the impression that the recommendations on either area pertain to the whole report. So I propose that we take the recommendations on page 2, we take them to go and join the other recommendations, and then we can then title them number 5. Thanks for the chair.
Thank you. There's a proposal. Is there any agreement to this?
Yeah.
Okay. Any? But we agree to the recommendations as they are? Or you're not there? Or we're just looking at the outlook? Okay. Can we then discuss the report, because as the whip of the committee is saying that you've been dealing with corrections, can we now get into the details of the report? So we're satisfied with the numbering as proposed, I guess. Can we get into the content? Are we satisfied with everything? Can you go to page 1? Are you fine?
On a light note, Colleague Chair, you just have to invite the Honorable Member Coram to participate more. He had a wonderful weekend, and he
now
keeps revisiting that weekend.
Perhaps he's disadvantaged by the fact that he wasn't part of the deliberation. So he was at the threat plan session. I think we can assist him also in reminding him what he did. But we will welcome anything that would assist to enrich this report. Okay, page 2, are we satisfied? Of course, with the amendments. Page 3. Agree. Agree to. Page 4. Agree to. Yes, with the correction. Page 5. Are we fine? Page 5, also covered. We think it's fine. I think the only thing that will be changed you remove that report to be considered issued on the paper page. All the pages that you have. Okay, I want us to remind ourselves with the corrections. Ariko, can you take us through that quickly? From page one, including numbering and everything. So that you're at one, yeah?
Thank you, Chair. On page one, the first paragraph in point one, background, the five priorities in identified, the first in, you take out. Then on page two, there's nothing, no corrections. So background is number one, number two, introduction, number three, strategic plan, 2010-11 to 2012-13. Medium term strategic plan. So number four will be discussions. That's page two. Page three, the budget book number 27 becomes number five. Program one, administration, becomes 5.1. Program two, economic policy development, becomes 5.2. Program three, economic planning and coordination, becomes 5.3. Then on page four, program four, economic development and dialogue, becomes 5.4.
Can we go back to two?
Page two. Numbering will change.
Only the numbering
will change.
Page 4.
So,
discussions will now become, as I said, Program 4, Economic Development and Dialogue will now become
5.4. Discussions will become number 6. Then there was corrections. The EDD highlighted that the budget is presented. Contains, not fun names. Then in the last paragraph in discussions, the last bullet point, with regard to DFI, capital I, the EDD indicated that they, so that the must be taken out, capitalized to a certain extent, but the issue is to what extent? The EDD elaborated by saying that they envisage these DFIs. So that the second, the EDD must be, the EDD part must be taken out. So it becomes, the EDD elaborated by saying that they envisage these DFIs to be credible and not only rely on the subsidies of government. So that two must be taken out as well. So that's page four. The first bullet point on page five, we're on bullet point five now. The committee raised concern regarding the allocation of 2.1 million in 2010-11 to the second economy sub-program. The committee are of the opinion that it will not be sufficient. The EDD assured the committee that they will be re-looking at the allocation, re-looking at the allocation.
So on the same point on page 5, the committee is
of the opinion. And we delete R.
The EDD assured the committee that that they will be re-looking at the allocation. Of 2.1 million to the second economy sub program. At the members must have now what
you were not listening, I recall. Yes, member Mavasa.
I was saying that because the 2.1 is already mentioned on top, I suggest we can refer to it by saying that the EDD assured the committee that it will re-look the above stated allocation. And then,
but they also said they will, they also clarified that it's it's an allocation related to just policy formulation issue and not necessarily the actual implementation. Policy development and implementation. And continue.
On the next point.
So we agree with the amendment by Mr. Mabasa. I think it's appropriate. Thank you. Dr. Rabi, you're welcome. We're on page 5. And we are looking at, we've looked at the corrections. We are just confirming them. We're running through them again so that we can be sure. We can all be satisfied with what we will be taking. Okay.
On page 5, the second bullet, the EDD highlighted that the budget is not their primary focus at this point, but rather the capacitating of the department. So all should be included after capacitating. Then on the next line, bullet point number 3.
Now that you have a new Mr. Corum, I need to go to another committee.
Will you be debating today?
Yes, don't worry, you'll see me again.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Freeland.
Point number 3.
I'd rather. There's something wrong with this. The ETD alerted that budget is not their primary focus at this point, but something wrong with that sentence. Yeah. Thank you, Jay. I think the ETD highlighted that the budget is not their primary focus at this point, but rather capacitating the department. That first budget to be taken out. Sometimes it's okay to write just simple English so that it's understandable. It makes sense to everyone. Then second red line. What we want to say here is that the department's focus is not on the budget, but on capacitating or establishing the department. I think that's what is more appropriate.
In summer, the EDD stated that they will be interacting and engaging with the two DFIs to ensure that they do deliver on their strategic plans and through these engagements to consider
whether the two can be realigned. So after engagements, it was proposed that we put in, consider whether the two can be realigned.
You could have said on cool and summer, the department will consider realignment after having interacted with them. So I think that was a much simpler. Like we're getting all around it. On cooler and summer, comma, the department indicated that they will consider their realignment after having engaged, interacted and engaged with the person. Consider realignment. But I think the essence is that what I'm getting you saying, which I don't think is covered sufficiently in what I just said, is that the realignment will be determined by their engagement. And, Mem Sotese? No. I was saying on cool and summer, the department indicated that they might consider their realignment after interacting with them, interacting and engaging with them. But I was also saying that maybe it lacks, you know, the emphasis on the fact that the consideration on the realignment will only come after that interaction. So I don't know if you agree with that, what I've proposed instead of the sentence. Let the mama.
I think the way you have phrased it covers it, because the consideration covers the period as well as it allows for decision to be made either way.
Okay. Thank you. Can we move forward?
Thank you, Chair. Point number 4 on page 5. The EDD seeks to appoint more line managers than support staff. Then in the next point, bullet.
Is that what they say?
I'm just wondering, I'm now looking at the content of the message. What is the meaning of the EDD considering appointing more line managers than support staff? In this context, what is the difference between line managers and support staff? I'm asking this because I would assume that we wouldn't want a department which is too much top up, you know, unless that message was conveyed. But it's just that we need to check so that we don't misrepresent them, because it's a very critical point. Maybe let's reflect more. Thanks.
Yeah, I want to agree with you, Member Mabasa. But before I come in on that one, let's hear what the member Judith says.
Thank you, Chair. If you, Chairperson, if we quite remember, they were saying that there will be few line staff, but the leaders, the managers, they seek to appoint those people more than the support staff. I think in that one, the correct message to say, as the new department, they will they will be concentrating on the aspects of the people for the managers, then to have a line. I mean, then like the support staff.
What I recall, they indicated in their budget that they are considering for this financial year to appoint SMS key SMS members, which is the leadership of the department, executive leadership of the department. And but then if you also go the whole 3-year term, they are looking at appointing like 200 personnel. I think it's something that we need to remember. I don't think they were literally saying they want to appoint line managers and support staff. I don't think that's a correct statement, to be honest. If we can go back to the budget of the department as presented to us, I doubt if we are really representing someone. I think we are misrepresenting them. Thanks. Member Mabasa?
Unless correct, Chair, we are considering introducing the immediate, the short term, which will then be saying this is what they are doing as they start. So if we qualify it in that manner, then maybe it can carry us along. Thanks for the chair.
Yeah, but I think even if we do that, we must do it within a context, a particular context, not just put it as we have put it now. And then put it, because if I were to read before you come in, and then put it, the implementation of the recruitment plan, that is the page 14 of their presentation. They're saying that they will be hiring in phases. The first phase, it will involve hiring 5 CDGs and 8 chief directors. The second phase, support staff for senior managers and corporate services staff reporting to the COO and the chief directors. Third phase includes more senior staff at chief director and director level to provide capacity. That is the activities for the program one. I don't know whether we want to craft it the way we've crafted it. To me, it's like we are
It's like that. Why don't we talk about phases? That because seemingly that one was representing phase one, and then we say phase one will be the phase two, and we categorize it.
Yeah, but the challenge is it the phase one? Can you say that the department intends to appoint staff in a phase process?
Focus.
Yeah, but it doesn't say anything about what you're saying. Okay. The first issue, we should put it as that and not complicate it. Otherwise, we'll find ourselves saying things that they didn't say. Yes, ma'am. So, just go for it.
You have already addressed the one of the senior staff. May you, on the support staff, for us to be safe and not measure it or qualify it, just to say appointment with staff, with support staff. Because if we say more managers than support staff, It's like, you know, we're looking at something very small.
Wait,
I'm just awaiting the measurement of the support staff, whether more or less or more than...
And what do you mean by support staff? That's another thing.
The functions of that staff.
Because if it's support staff to managers, is that what we are saying? Because if you're saying line managers and support staff, what does that mean? If they seek to appoint line managers and support staff, whereas they are not saying that, they're saying if they are going to be appointing, they are the support staff to the line managers, might include a secretary, the PA, for instance.
It does challenge us slightly, because I would take it that at our level, we wouldn't be worried about the support staff to that layer.
Exactly.
But what we will be concerned with would be the leadership at that layer, and then the implementers. So that it doesn't become our business to talk of the support staff to the managers.
The second phase, support staff for senior managers and corporate services staff.
Yeah.
You see, it's clear the way they've put it here. So, but then if we want to put it in another way, it loses that context, and that's where I'm worried. Because the minister will stand up and say, but we didn't say that.
Follow up
and then noted concrete line. Can we...
A follow-up comment, Chair. Maybe we should end with speaking about the...
Facing
and then the senior, you know, the senior managers, you know, but say nothing about support staff. Because that way we are not articulating anything, but it doesn't. So that in case they were speaking of the support staff in a minimal way, meaning to themselves, or maybe they mean staff right there, those that we are interested in, those that deliver. So we leave it still open by not mentioning it. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair.
Chair,
I think we must take out that whole sentence of appointing of line managers and support staff. The reason being is that is covered in the second bullet. The EDD highlighted that the budget is not their primary focus, but rather the capacitating of the department. And I think this line managers and support staff was just an example that they cited to show us how they are going to do things. Thank you.
I think I take... Can we agree on that one? Yes, thank you. Can we move on then?
Bullet point number 5 on page 5. On the utilization of consultants, the EDD noted that they will only be utilized for particular work where the transfer of skills and knowledge will be taking place. Not taken. The EDD assured the committee that it will not embark on wholesale consultancy. In the next bullet point?
I think the limitation here, I think it's the way you put things. You just put in, you say in discussions, but you put in only responses. In other areas, you put in both the consent of the committee and the response by the department. In other areas, we just deal with an issue, highlight an issue and respond without putting it into context. I think that's the problem. That's why we find ourselves now in this separate panel. We can correct that so that if it's a discussion, it becomes a discussion. And then also the response from the department.
More or less a concern, Chair, that it's just a thing on the utilization of consultants. Maybe if we say the EDD
that assure the committee that they will make the minimal use of consultants, not use more consultants. I don't know how to phrase it, but very briefly, to say they won't be focusing on consultants, but in other departments, so everything they do, is they use consultants without putting in effort.
Mm.
Or maybe they use consultants to limit the
minimization
where necessary.
With a focus of transferring skills. More focus on transferring skills and knowledge. Because we were talking, I asked a question on the budget. You can see that, because it's important that you put the context. This was important, because the context was on the budget team, because the budget seemed to be increasing going forward. If you remember, the current financial year, they've used 1.9 million. And going forward, they have budgeted from 5 million going up. And for the whole MCF, the money is increasing. And then, if you remember well, I also reminded them on the commitment by the president when he said we'll use very little consultants or we'll do away with consultants as much as possible so that we can do the work internally. So they product when they promise that they will ensure that their focus is not to use consultants in the way they were used before, but rather to assist them as they are busy establishing themselves, and then they will, in the process, focus on these consultants transferring knowledge and skills to staff more than anything else. If you put it in that context, then it's clear everybody will understand what they were responding on. Okay. I think really we need to wrap up quickly.
Then on the next point, rural development will form a critical part in the activities of the EDD, where a task team has already been set up between the departments.
Ariko, I'm worried that as I was talking, you were not writing down, and we want to see that corrected in others. Okay.
Then the next point, with regard to the official website of the EDD,
the rural development.
Rural development will form.
It was rural economic development. That's the question I remember also asking. Yeah. What about that?
Critical part in the activities of the EDD, where a task team has already been set up between the department and the Department of Rural Development.
Which has been established. You could say on whether rural economic development will be catered. You could say a concern was raised around a recommendation on the ENE by the committee on appropriation committee regarding rural economic development being directed to rural development and land affairs, so that it gives the context also. Whether the department feels it will get enough attention if it's located in that department. And this is the response that I agree with. and this statement is not necessarily correct, because you are just saying there's a task team established between the two departments. The task team is established between rural development, economic development, and treasury. That's as for the information. And that will be dealing with issues pertaining to the economy, economic development in the rural areas. Yes, if you can revisit your recorder, you'll get that. Just double check there. But the emphasis, the task team is being established by the cluster, the government cluster on economy, economic cluster. Okay.
Then the next point. With regard to the official website of the EDD, it was noted that lots of work has been done on this, but that they will not be ready to launch on the budget vote debate date, 23 March 2010. Point. However, the EDD assured the committee that it will be soon.
Comrade Chair, I wonder if we shouldn't ask you, Comrade Chair, to ask the Minister or the DG to qualify soon, because you know we know that generally we shouldn't have, although we know what we mean by soon, but we must strive to qualify it. So thanks, Comrade Chair. After the meeting.
They did indicate that they had actually looked at launching it today because they are ready with everything. It's only that there's this policy platform after. So they'll look at another date very soon to do that. They did qualify that. Yeah, it's very, very immediate the way they were talking, because everything they're saying is ready. Just that the way we've put it here, I think some details. Can we indicate that, because this came from them, that they considered launching it today. So if you think they're saying they will be not ready to launch today, it's not true, not what they said.
Yes,
The EDD
assured the committee that it is ready to launch the website. It is ready to launch the website.
And then I'll come back to you. Member line.
Thank you, sir. I'm not on that bullet. I'm on the previous bullet that was not highlighted. So can I have a chance when we are finished with this bullet to highlight the bullet the EDD noted? There's something that I want to add. Thanks.
Member Sotese?
Yes,
on the
same
bullet?
Yes, sir. As you say, it will be launched today. It means soon is still appropriate. So we can just rework just to confirm this soon.
Yeah. Why do we put that, but that will not be ready to launch on the budget vote? Was it supposed to launch on the budget vote? Why is it necessary that we put that statement there? Why can't we just say the department intends launching their website soon? Full stop, that's it. But you don't complicate it with lots of stories that are unrelated. Comrade Lai?
Thank you, Chair. On bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And the one before the website?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The EDD noted that there is no formal transfer of functions from DTI to the department. I think we must add that they will take over the functions as from the 1st of April 2010. That's what they said also, remember? Okay. But at that specific time, there was no formal transfer. But they will formally take over the functions as from the 1st of April.
Yeah, transfer functions of the public entities.
Yeah.
But are we talking about public entities here? Arico?
No, that was Jenny.
No, they were responding, if I remember well, to the issue around the staffing. Because somebody asked, I can't recall who, asked a question as to whether they inherited any staff from the DTI. And they said, in terms of their configuration, the areas they're dealing with are not necessarily areas that, you know, were dealt with within the DTI. DTI is still continuing with the issues. So I don't think that it is necessary to mention that in that context, because it was just clarifying that if there were functions directly transferred from the department to the EDD, then it would be proper then to take over the staff to the department. But as it stands, there are no blind functions that were transferred. That's the context I remember. That's why I wanted you to clarify whether you're talking public entities or you're talking that the response. Dr. Rabi, you wanted to come on. Who was next? Can we agree that we take it out or we put it into context? What are we saying? We take it out. Okay, thank you. The next one?
The next one is the last bullet point. The committee agreed that more work needs to be done on the framework for South Africa's response to the global economic crisis. Full stop.
Why do you put that? Because that's a part of the recommendation. That's part of the way forward, not necessarily discussion. If we agree that we're going to continue focusing on the framework agreement, just continue. We're going to be continuing on that way forward. And I don't see any provision for any other way forward that we took. Only that one. It talks to the structure and all the things. Okay. I think this point, last point, should be excluded from the discussion. Okay, we agree. Okay. Any further recommendation?
The recommendations relate to those three, as was indicated there.
When I got in, there was a suggestion by Mr. Mavasa that we took all other recommendations to be included, to be integrated into this recommendation. Member Mabasa, said you want to come in?
It is just to correct, Chair, that the point that was being made at that time was discussion.
Oh, was not discussion. Oh, okay. So we're satisfied with the recommendations as they are here. Yes, Member Sojes, Member Mabasa.
Yeah, I also propose that we consider the work done, especially under the framework agreement, and know them as a way forward. We got main recommendations, of course.
Okay. We consider
looking at what the committee has done and where to from here as recommendation. For example, I mean, a lot of money has been spent on distressed companies. Mm-hmm. What do we do to monitor if what they said they're going to do, it is done?
Mm-hmm.
Like saving jobs and in terms of progress, holistically, what is the case of for now?
Mm-hmm.
Cooperation Commission and others.
Right. There's a proposal. What are we saying about that? Member Ntuli.
Thank you, Chair. I think I will support Honorable Sodefri. And we have to, I think, to add what we have observed when we were visiting these companies in distress, which have been assisted by the IDC, that we found that some of the processes were not followed properly. So we were saying that the IDC must be clear on the on the requirements of each company to be followed, because you find that they put money, but they cannot explain why, whether they were following it properly, the usage of that particular money. Sometimes we found that there were some discrepancies where we found that the money, they took the money after they've retrenched, but the money was there to avoid the retrenchment. So we wanted those recommendations which we raised in that report to be captured here.
Okay. Thanks, Member
Kelly.
Dr.
Rabi? I think what the speaker said there, I think we should look at the long-term viability of these companies. I mean, I think we shouldn't take a short-term view, but we should look at the long-term view, so that money is properly spent. I think that's what they're aiming at, the two speakers. Thank you, sir.
Did you get that? Yes. Value adding. I think that's what he's trying to say. Member Mabasa?
I think another point, correct, Chair, is that IDC, in identifying companies in distress, it should do so assisted by both the companies themselves as well as the workers. And even in implementing the framework, the parties need to move together in implementing the framework.
Member Sotese?
After the presentation by Sama, where they were saying they need more funds, maybe we should get into their plans as far as the budget is concerned. I mean, if you give me 10 million, I cannot lend it 100% as it is without anything in my coffers. It's more or less the same like an IDC. We must get into the integrity of how they utilize their budget.
If you recall well, the department said they will only be able to interact fully with the public entities, the six entities, after the 1st of April. So what we said we needed to the department to the parastatals through the department to come and brief the committee on their actual strategic plans. Can we just leave it at that so that we don't go into detail? Because we did not have an opportunity of looking into their actual strategic plans. All what they gave us was just a summary of what they have presented to the minister. And the fact that they were not able to table to Parliament, hence we were not able to then get the discussions, the full discussions, mainly because they are not yet within the department. They're still somewhere in between. Yes, after the table. Remember, the minister has requested the speaker that they table them some after June, and they were still awaiting the speaker's approval. That's what the department told us. Okay. We just have to say, although we limitedly, you know. Although we interacted with the three entities, that was IDC, SAMAF, and KULA, the DFI, and the Commission. Yeah, but those we interacted more on the framework, on the response framework agreement. No, I think we should just leave it as we had said before. Yeah. Can we just get to the recommendations themselves? The EDD must brief the committee on the development of an economic model within 3 months after the publication of this report. Which report? After the publication of? Why don't we end it within 3 months?
And as I was saying, if we did this report, we need to qualify it and say publication of the committee's report.
Yes. People want to do that. Are we satisfied with that?
Yes.
Of the economic motion. Because if you say an economic motion, it's something smaller, but the economic motion is. This economic model, economic development model.
Economic
model.
Yeah.
The next one on the economic development index. Okay, I thought I had a problem. No, we are just touching issues without really referring to that. Because we were referring to their indicator, their key indicator area, where they said there will be between 2010 and 2011 within that financial year, they would have. produced. Yeah, I'm trying to come back to that one of the economic thing. I seem not to be having the paper on that one. But they were speaking about a particular target there, that they would have between this coming financial year and going forward. I can't recall whether it's this coming financial year, 2010-2011, or was it the 2011-2012 financial year. Can you remind me? When did they say they will be, they would have finalized the economic model and the index?
The model, end of second quarter.
End of second quarter of the of which financial year?
2010-11.
The index in the fourth quarter.
The end of third quarter.
Yeah, but the EDD must submit the economic development, the progress related to the development of economic development index on a quarterly basis. I expected you to write because as soon as I talk, I won't go back. That's what I do. We are saying that department must submit. A progress report related to the development of the EDI, that is Economic Development Index, on a quarterly basis to the committee. Ne? Then the next, are we in agreement on that one? The last bullet. On the database. I don't understand, what did we mean here? Database on the real economy. Ariko, can you give us the context? Because I don't remember.
The but they said that they are busy developing a database.
By the database on what?
On the real economy, on indicators, etc. Economic indicators. By the end of the third quarter, this financial year.
Economic indicators?
A database on economic information.
Yes,
that's the real economy, yeah.
Economic information, that is the economic outlook. If you're referring to that, that's when what I referred to, I indicated that I've been looking for that, and they say they will be coming up with a database. Is that what you're referring to? That's something the context is. You can't say on the real economy. This sentence says something different. We need to relook at it. Is there anyone with a phrasing, a recommendation on how we can phrase this? How do you look at the database on the real economy?
On trends within the economy, with trends within the economy, trends.
Yeah. On the economic trends.
They are trends. if we compare the Israelite visa committee in the fourth quarter on trade within the or in the economy, I think that there can be growth, there can be a recession or something like that. I think that covers that issue.
Mm-hmm. Are we in agreement with that? But then why the fourth quarter record?
It's when they said they will be able to, they said they finalized the database by the end of the third quarter. End of the third quarter, so the briefing we get in the fourth quarter. Last quarter.
But there you wrote second quarter and second quarter.
This model.
No, I'm looking at this.
Database end third quarter.
Now I understand why you are the way you know the issue. They look context and then fit your own context. What are we saying? Do you agree with the recommendation by Dr. Rabi, which I think Member Mabasa?
Yes, I propose we do, except if I could persuade Dr. Rabi that we then simplify it by saying economic trends.
Okay. The EDD must brief the committee on economic trends in the fourth quarter of the first financial year. The first year of the MTF, yes. Why, the rationale behind us saying the economic development index must be reported on a quarterly, the progress thereof must be reported on a quarterly basis. Do we still remember that? What was the basis for that? Okay. Any additions to the recommendation? Member Mabasa?
I think another recommendation is the one on pension, the PIF. So that I will, because it is in our interest if the economy grows in such a manner that it benefits the broad society, and key amongst those are the contributors to pension, but also what is key is where that pension money is invested. Is it invested merely only in stock exchange, money spinning, or is it also invested in such a manner that it increases capital growth, invested in a capital growing manner? I've been long, but if we can construct a sentence to that effect, thanks.
During the budget, the presentation by the DG in our last meeting around the role of the PIC. Remember, there's something that the department will be working together with the Treasury, National Treasury, in relation to the growth of the investment, the pension fund investment. I don't know how are we going to put a recommendation around that. I take it that's what you are talking to, Member Mabasa. if you remember, there was one of the intentions was to look at investing it either or in various bonds, for instance. And you are saying it's going to benefit the actual contributors.
And the economy broadly, especially in the investment area.
Okay. Because it's mostly from GEMS. They're looking at the public pension fund. I don't know what are we saying around that. We're saying too much, but we don't have an actual recommendation.
I think we should say we support the department's intention of further working on
enlarging the investment. Further methods of increasing the kit.
Madam?
Okay.
Madam.
Can I note member line? I've noted member line. Can I come to Dr. Ravi after one? On the same issue, member.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, but Chair, I think you have just covered me on the recommendation. Because previously, what the way Comrade Mabaza stated it was just like a concern. But now, the way you have put it now, it's a recommendation. So I think we will go with that one.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Ravi?
Madam Chair, unfortunately, I do not have a mandate from our party to say that we can use pension funds for that. So will you kindly, I will not be able to, I haven't got a mandate. I'll have to go back to my caucus before I can give my support or my non-support to that particular
question. Okay. Yeah, Dr. Ravi, it arose from the previous meeting. I don't know, you were in that meeting, the DG briefing. No, you were not. That's where it arose, because we needed clarity around that matter. And I think it's good that Member Mabasa raised it, that we don't just leave it, you know, without noting it. We will note your abstention due to lack of consultation around the issue. Does make sense? Member Tutesa?
Yes, I'm just further elaborating on the point that the public of the, you know, the majority should understand what you mean by this investment. Maybe blown out of proportion if you don't find a way of informing them as to how they stand to benefit from this intention. You know, not all of us would read the newspaper. Even those who read the newspaper, sometimes they don't read the business mail. And I think it was there on the papers. But you can hear some talks outside there that you need to do something just to disseminate information as to how this investment is going to benefit us.
Okay. How do we craft it? How did you craft it, Arico?
I just said support, the committee support the individual teams for further work on enlarging or increasing the public investment.
No, that's not the EDD. It's the EDD working together with the National Treasury. Okay. Any other recommendation? I guess if we don't have, I'm looking at our time, you might need to fine-tune your speeches. Maybe we need to move towards concluding the meeting. Member Mabasa?
I think we should construct a recommendation around our observation when we undertook the oversight visit around the airport, the harbors, because that becomes a critical area for the department. And also it then, maybe we must then say they must consider the recommendations that we made in our report on the oversight visit that we undertook.
Okay. Yeah, on the framework agreement on economic crisis response. We want the department to consider all the recommendations made on our oversight report. Okay, can we leave it there? Members, let me thank you very much for, I know that we have disturbed your finalization of your speech, that process, which is quite critical, I know. I don't know whether you, like me, would like working, you know, under pressure. So if you have finished, I think it's good that you go back and just relook at your speech and practice it. Otherwise, thank you very much for agreeing to this meeting. We will be tabling the report in the ATC. ATC, yes, for members perusal also, just before the sitting, the debate here. Yeah. Otherwise, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you for it.